This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The Election Commission's C-Vigil app is a hit with voters, with over 79,000 violations reported so far through the complaint app since the announcement of the general elections. The EC said in a statement that over 99% of the complaints have been resolved. More than 58,500 complaints received are against illegal hoardings and banners. More than 1,400 complaints received pertain to money, gifts and liquor distribution. As Lok Sabha elections draw nearer with less than a month left for the voting day in Meghalaya, Chief Electoral Officer BDR Tiwari chaired a meeting with enforcement agencies through video conferencing recently. The CEO sought information from all the central agencies besides state and district administration on seizures of cash, alcohol, drugs and freebies during the ongoing model code of conduct in the state. In Assam, today is the last day of withdrawal of nomination of papers for the first phase of the Lok Sabha polls. 5 seats will be covered in this phase, including Jorhat, Lakhimpur, Dibrugarh, Sonitpur and Kasiranga. Nomination of 36 candidates were found valid for the first phase of the elections. The BJP is contesting in all the 5 seats, while the Congress has fielded candidates in 4 seats and supported Assam Jatiya Parishad at Dibrugarh. Our Guwahati correspondent reports that for the BJP Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, MP Pradhan Bora, Kamakhya Prasad Tasha, Tapun Kumar Gogoi, MLA Ranjit Datta are in the fray. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi and former MLA Rosalina Tirki have also submitted nominations. The president of Assam Jatiya Parishad, Loren Jyoti Gogoi, is up against Mr. Sonowal for the Dibrugarh Lok Sabha seat. In Assam, electioneering is likely to gain momentum with the arrival of central leaders of different political parties. Sources in the state BJP said that Prime Minister and Senior Leader Narendra Modi, National President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Arjun Munda, Smriti Irani, among others, would campaign for the NDA candidates. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal are already campaigning. Assam Pradesh Congress Committee sources said that Congress President Malik Arjun Kharge, MP Rahul Gandhi, State Party President Bhupen Bora, among others, will campaign for the candidates. West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC Chief Mamata Banerjee will lead the party's campaign in Assam in the second phase. The Meghalaya police has yet to make any arrest but assured that they are on the job to nab those behind the murder of 2 persons at Ichamati in East Khasi Hills district on Wednesday. 2 persons were allegedly beaten to death by miscreants after an Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act rally. The subdivisional magistrate of Sora has promulgated section 144 CRPC prohibiting assembly of 4 or more persons, carrying of arms and engaging in provocative actions. The Assam government has extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in 4 districts of the state for 6 months, starting from the 1st of April. The disturbed area tagged under the AFSPA has been extended in areas covering Tinsukia, Dibrugarh, Charaideo and Sivsagar districts. The extension of AFSPA will be till the 30th of September this year. A stunning new species of cicada, informally dubbed the butterfly cicada, has been discovered in Meghalaya by scientists. This cicada, belonging to the genus Bequartina, marks the first ever record of this genus in the country. It was first found around Balpakram National Park in South Garo Hills District in 2017 by Vivek Sarkar of the Wildlife Institute of India. Special sermons on salvation and partaking in the Lord's Supper marked Good Friday yesterday. The faithful offered prayers commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ to save mankind as per Christian belief. Prayer services were held in various churches. At the Calvary in front of the Mary Help of Christians Cathedral in Shillong, Good Friday service was held with focus on word of the Lord from the cross. Attired mostly in black as a mark of mourning, Christians of all denominations observe Good Friday through prayers and penance. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.